Essay 30, A Short History of the B3 Field. The B3 field was inferred in about November 1991 after I returned to Cornell Theory Center from a year at Zurich University working with Georges Vanier and Stanislav Kielich, Stanislav Wozniak on the inverse Faraday effect. The B3 field is now the basis of several new technologies, and it has been used on the NASA space shuttle. These technologies were developed from B3 theory by Dr. Taishi Kurata, who had inferred in 1960 that the Einstein theory was incomplete due to lack of spin or torsion. The ECE theory now incorporates torsion into general relativity. More accurately, B3 was inferred looking out on new snow from the home of my first wife and myself, 77 Lois Lane, Ithaca. I often worked there during my stay at Cornell Theory Center. Taishi Kurata and his colleagues have kindly named the Research Institute after B3 and have just opened a patented 10,000-ton diesel plant in Cordoba in Spain, producing clean-burning diesel from waste oil and olive oil using Kurata B3 technology. The patented clean water technology based on B3 was chosen for the NASA space shuttle and became famous. The concept of B3 was quickly accepted and published in Physica B in 1992 and 1993. By now, several other colleagues have developed theories similar to it, and it has been successfully incorporated in ECE theory through the spin connection. It was based from the outset on experimental data, the inverse Faraday effect, but was intended to produce a self-consistent theory of nonlinear optics. I was appointed a professor of physics at the University of North Carolina in 1992 on the basis of B3. My first wife and myself had to uproot ourselves from Cornell because I was not being paid by the Theory Center, and IBM had decided to downgrade its presence there. Otherwise, we would have stayed at Cornell, and to which we moved from IBM Kingston, New York State. The move to UNCC was a mistake because my colleagues there did not really understand the concept at all. It was Dr. Kurata who understood it, and by now millions understand it, I think. The B3 concept was also understood and accepted by leading theoreticians and experimentalists of the time, such as Mansell Davis, who told me that he had never seen anything that more deserved a Nobel Prize. However, he was biased, being my PhD supervisor in 1971 to 1974, but he was a chemistry Nobel Prize advisor and well known to some great names in science, such as Peter Debye and Linus Pauling. Rarely did he let his scientific judgment be biased, so he was probably right about the Nobel Prize. As the source documents of that era show clearly, the B3 concept was also accepted by some of the greatest physicists of the 20th century, among them Jean-Pierre Vigier, Stanislav Kielich and John Wheeler. Both Wheeler and Vigier were invited by Einstein to become his assistant. Vigier was not allowed into the United States, but Einstein appointed Wheeler as his assistant. These source documents are on AIS.us and are constantly studied around the world, and have been for many years now. So why were the Kurata B3 technologies never developed in the United States or Europe? The blame for this must be put at the door of academic dogmatists, whose terrible behaviour is well known around the world. Most to blame, sadly enough, are David Buckingham and Lawrence Barron, who attacked B3 on the basis of the theory of complete experiment symmetry, or more accurately described as a pseudo-theory. Their behind-the-scenes attacks caused a paper accepted in the Physical Review E to be withdrawn, in inverted commas. Buckingham's continuous attacks unsettled the UNCC administration, who contrived false charges against me and effectively forced me to resign in 1995, only 3 years after they themselves had appointed me. The charges were just ridiculous nonsense of sending too much email and working too much at home. The UNCC administration has been widely and completely condemned for many years and has completely ignored all the criticism, or more accurately has completely failed to answer the critics of their behaviour. Attacks also came from Achlesh Lakhtakia, who was recently warned by the campus police at the University Park for cyber-stalking behaviour against myself and my colleagues. His mindless arrogance has been roundly condemned by some terrible student assessments which are publicly available. I think he was too much even for Wikipedia, from which he appears to have vanished. So the Western world was completely unable to understand the significance of B3 theory industrially, and its university system deliberately did its best to stop my academic work and publication work, and failed spectacularly to do so. Since 1995, I have been left to work on my own without university support, and gradually formed a first-rate group of colleagues of the AIAS, now all world-famous scientists in their own right. The academic world has lost the high ground of intellectual leadership in science and has caused endless trouble. This is a diluted form of Stalinist purges or SS arrests in the 1930s. It is well known that Albert Einstein was about to be arrested by the SS before he quietly left, but very quickly left for Britain through the Netherlands and then left for the United States. I think he was offered a post at Magdalen College, Oxford, but went to Princeton. Even after being appointed to the Civil List in 2005, mainly for the discovery of B3, as is now clear, the University of Wales completely failed to give me any support at all, and did not even bother to correspond. So all the initiative was lost, and the industry developed in other countries. Despite this, I still hope that the Curata B3 technology will result in jobs in Wales. The dogmatists, being fanatically negative, will go on denying that B3 exists, but it is hard to ignore a 10,000-ton diesel plant based on B3. Of course, we all know that Trevithick's steam engine of 18-1 was pulled by invisible horses. The engine never really existed. Curata summed up this familiar Luddite mentality by writing that if he had listened to the negative type of academic of his era, he would have been delayed for 100 years.